At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Wednesday, March 29th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward a big non-conference showdown here in the NBA. It's a packed slate tonight with 10 games overall in the association. And let's focus on a big matchup here between the Lakers and the Bulls, tipping off at 8 o'clock tonight. Currently, the Lakers are listed as a short 2-point road favorite with a total of 225. Now, going into this matchup, the Lakers are 37-38. They just had their 3-game win streak snap, losing, ironically, to the Bulls, 118-108, losing outright as a 5-point home favorite. Similarly, Chicago, 36-39. They just also had a 2-game win streak snapped, losing to the Clippers, 124-112, losing outright as a 4.5-point road dog, failing to cover in that spot. Now, both teams are currently in the play-in tournament right now, so if the playoffs started today, they'd be in the play-in tournament, but jockeying for positioning and trying to hold on to a good spot and really play yourself out of the play-in tournament. That's what the motivation is for both these teams. So what have we seen across the market here? Well, looks like some respected money going with the LA Lakers. The Lakers opened at most shops around a very short 1-point or 1.5-point road favorite. And now we've seen the Lakers get bet up to -2. Some shops are even -2 at -115, like it may get up to 2.5. And currently using our VSiN.com bet splits, 68% of bets, but 83% of the money is going with the Lakers here. So a slight majority of public bets, but also some big money here from respected bettors looking to be on the Lakers. A bit of a pro and Joe matchup here. Again, a misconception that pros, who are the wise guys, the professional bettors, and Joes, who are your average bettors, it's a misconception that they're always on different sides. Again, public's betting based on gut instinct and bias, looking like hopefully LeBron will play tonight. He's technically questionable, but he did just return for his first game back in a while. Last time against the Bulls, lost, but LeBron went 30 minutes, 19 points, 6 of 11 field goals, 8 rebounds, 3 assists. So public just saying, hey, if LeBron's playing, I'm going LeBron and Anthony Davis. By the way, Anthony Davis is probable, and so is D'Angelo Russell. So it's just LeBron who is questionable in this spot. But public likes probably just LeBron short number, but pros are saying, hey, maybe there's value here based on the opener hitting that -1, -1.5, driving and steaming the Lakers now up to -2 or even 2.5 at some shops creeping up. Now, one good system match here on the Lakers, if you look at short non-conference favorites of -3 or less, those teams are 38-22 straight up this year, 63% on the money line. That's a 12% return on investment. It's also a bit of a rest versus tired advantage here for the Lakers. The Lakers last played on the 26th, again, at home against the Bulls. But the Bulls last played on the 27th. They're also playing their third game in 4 days, and it's also the Bulls' first game back after a long road trip. So Lakers are just playing their second game in 5 days rested, having that one-day rest advantage. Bulls, again, 3 and 4 days and first game back from a long road trip, so kind of a tough schedule spot for the Bulls. Also, a revenge angle. The Lakers, again, just lost to the Bulls their last time out, 118-108. Now having a revenge spot here, it's tough to win, you know, back-to-back games twice against one team, no matter who you are. So Lakers hopefully added motivation, especially if LeBron will play. If you get confirmation LeBron will play, again, he's technically questionable. Probably going to see this thing rise up even a little bit higher here. Also, keep an eye on the total. We have seen this thing dip down a little bit at some shops, around 226 down to 225. Despite 80% of bets on the over, this thing has fallen. The total's fallen, so it tells us some respect to money leaning under. Now, offensively, both teams are bottom third. Chicago number 20, Lakers number 23. But defensively, they're both top 15. Chicago number 6 defensive efficiency, Lakers number 14. And both teams have trended under recently. The Bulls are 11-4 to the under their last 15 at home, and the Lakers are 12-5 to the under their last 17 on the road. So, again, it's a kind of a Jekyll and Hyde. If LeBron plays, you might see this line tick up. But the early move here is this line falling. Even if LeBron will play, you have seen both these teams play to some lower scoring games recently. So a little bit of money here toward the Lakers, a little bit of money here toward the under. But again, got to get confirmation here. And this is why the NBA is so difficult to bet on. LeBron in or out, waiting for these star players. It's tough to make a bet early in the morning. You typically want to wait a little bit longer, try to get a good number, but also get confirmation that these players are in and playing versus not. But again, money to the Lakers and money to the under in a big matchup, Lakers-Bulls, tonight at 8 o'clock.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, now let's go to the NHL. It's a small slate today, only 3 games across the board. But a big matchup here on TNT between the New York Islanders and the Washington Capitals. Tonight, puck drop here at 7:30, and it's pretty much a pick 'em game. Both sides minus 110 with a total of 5.5. So going to this matchup, the Islanders are 38-28-9. They just snapped a 2-game losing skid with a big 5-1 win over the Devils, winning outright as a plus 105 home dog. Meanwhile, Washington, 34-32-8, and they've really struggled here. They're just 3-7 their last 10. They just lost to Pittsburgh 4-3 as a plus 125 road dog. So in terms of the money line, I'll get to the total in a second. The total is what interests me in this game. But in terms of the money line, really no move whatsoever. Open minus 110 both sides, pretty much stayed minus 110 both sides. Currently 55% of bets and 57% of the money is on the Islanders. So slightly in Islanders here. The Islanders are the better team. They're the number one wild card spot right now. Washington is 6 points out of the final spot. So Washington is on the outside looking in. You also have Washington a little bit rested, though. This is why I think it's kind of a coin flip, and it's a tough call. Because Washington last played on the 25th versus Islanders 27th. So Washington is the rested team here, and the Caps are 2-0 against the Islanders this year. Washington has the better offense, 3.2 goals a game versus 3. But the Islanders have the better defense, 2.7 goals versus 3.1 allowed. So to me, it's kind of a wait-and-see approach. Anytime I see a pick 'em opener, no matter what the sport, but especially hockey, where does that next move go as we get closer to tip off here or to puck drop? So next move is critical, deciding again where this line goes to. But I kind of buried the lead. I'm looking toward the over in this one. The total opened at 5.5, and it's now 5.5. Most of the books were 5.5 around minus 110 juice. Now it's 5.5 over minus 115, minus 120 across the board. So looks like some over liability. 5.5 used to be a common total in hockey. Now it's considered a very low total. You see much more 6.5s around typically nowadays, kind of like the NBA with the totals on the rise as well. But currently 77% of bets, but 85% of the money is on the over. And we have seen Washington 5-0 to the over their last 5, 5-1 to the over their last 6 at home. The over is 4-1 the last 5 head-to-head. The two matchups this year, we've had the over go 2-0. With a 6 total goals and a 7 total goals. Also, the Islanders, 6-3 to the over their last 9, 4-1 to the over their last 5 on the road. And when the total is 5.5 in the NHL this year, the over is 78-66. Nothing crazy, but 54%. And if you look at just conference matchups here, when the total is 5.5, the over is 55%, 46-37. So, again, pick 'em play. Obviously, we're waiting for the next move here on the money line, but I'm looking toward the over here, over 5.5. Washington, especially goaltending-wise, they've been scoring, but they've been giving up quite a few goals here down the stretch. So I'd lean over 5.5 in that one between the Islanders and the Washington Capitals. The return of Major League Baseball is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, I already gave away a couple of them. I am officially on the over 5.5 with the Capitals and the Islanders, looking for some goals in that one. Also, I'm taking a shot with the Lakers. I'm going to walk that tightrope. Of course, if LeBron is out and this line dips, it'll just be another day in the NBA, because that's how it sometimes goes in the NBA. But perfect example is kind of dancing with the one who brung you. Yesterday, one of Josh's Sweats, we had the Celtics over. Got a really bad over 227. Bunch of guys were out. It fell all the way to 222.5. What happens? They score 141 and the line goes over. So I'm a big proponent of dancing with the one who brung you. Even if, again, you never want to see the line go against you, but basketball is just so erratic sometimes in the NBA. Sticking with the original bet is always the play for me. I never want to buy out, even if a line goes against me. So I'll stick with the Lakers here on the money line, -130. Of course, money line to me, I always like going money line on short favorites, because you might just have a win, but not a cover. Perfect example, another Josh's Sweat yesterday was UAB and Utah Valley. Big steam UAB, -2 up to -4.5. Well, they won by 2 in overtime, but we money line them. Got the win. If you laid the points, you lost. So I always like to money line short favorites here. So I will go Lakers money line, Caps over 5.5. But also, I want to get you guys a little bit excited for Major League Baseball. Did you know that opening day is tomorrow? Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. So obviously, we'll be starting to talk MLB every single day on the pod here. But I wanted to kind of give you a last look at some win totals here in Major League Baseball, because I like to have a few futures here, win totals, division bets. And I was really excited to finally get some data that I was waiting for my buddy John Ewing at BetMGM. Gave me all the insights from BetMGM in terms of bets and dollars and line movement for all the MLB win totals. So again, I love sweating just a regular day-to-day grind in sports betting, but I love having some futures. That way it gives me a rooting interest and hopefully a bankroll builder that you can cash later in the year. So just some win totals here that caught my eye in terms of a data-driven perspective, as well as some value here or an edge in terms of the FanGraphs projections, which FanGraphs, it's kind of like the best analytics when it comes to MLB projections. But first win total that I'll be sweating that caught my eye is the Boston Red Sox over 78.5 wins. So no team has seen a bigger jump in their win total over than Boston. The Red Sox open at 76.5 wins this offseason. Now they've been up to 78.5. So we've seen a two-game jump here to the over, telling us a lot of respect and money is going over here. Currently 86% of bets, but 89% of the money is taking the Red Sox over, signaling a lot of heavy respect and money there to that over. Now, I can tell you, I'm in Boston. I'm a diehard Red Sox fan, and I'm not betting this over just because I'm a Sox fan. But I can tell you, expectations are very low for Boston this year. Everyone's down on the Red Sox. They went 78-84 last year. You lose Xander Bogaerts. You lose J.D. Martinez, Nathan Eovaldi. Chaim Bloom's been getting skewered here as kind of maybe in over his head. A lot of moves haven't worked. So if you go to a local Dunkin' Donuts, you get a couple coffees, couple donuts around Boston, everyone's saying the Sox stink. But actually, despite the perception of the Sox being not very good, the total has risen. So I always love it when public perception says a team's bad, but actually the market says the line's going up. Perfect example, in the NFL last year, I remember the Seattle Seahawks. Everyone said they'd be terrible, no Russell Wilson, but we actually saw their win total tick up. I think it was like 5 to 5.5 or 5 to 6 or something like that. So maybe the Sox quietly maybe have a better roster this year, which is crazy to say after losing Bogaerts, but you lock up Devers long-term, you bring in a lot of veterans, Kenley Jansen, Corey Kluber, Justin Turner. Obviously the big addition here could be Masataka Yoshida, the WBC star from Japan. Looked great in the WBC. He's going to hit cleanup. Also, can Chris Sale stay healthy and not get hurt, which he's been hurt every year for the last 3 or 4 years, but he has been healthy in the spring. Tristan Casas is a young player, first baseman that could possibly be, living up to the hype here. So just in terms of a team that the public mindset, especially I can tell you around town here in Boston, says the Sox stink, yet the total's risen. heavy bets and dollars over. And also, here's the kicker, FanGraphs, number one projections here for MLB. They have the Red Sox going 83-79. So again, 83-79, the win total is 78.5, even though it's risen. Can you win 79 games this year? I think it's definitely doable. I'm on the Red Sox over 78.5. Also, the New York Mets. The Mets have had one of the biggest dips in their win totals to the under. They open at 95.5. It's down to 92.5. The under is only getting 26% of bets, but 49% of the money. So two-thirds of bets are still going over, yet this line has fallen. So it's kind of a classic reverse line move to the under. Mets were great last year. They went 101-61. They added Justin Verlander, but they lose Edwin Diaz, their star closer here, best closer in the game. Actually got injured celebrating in the WBC. So again, does your closer, instead of saving you three games, now lose you three games? You know, is there a flip of blown saves and having that guy now out of your bullpen? Now when your setup guys has to close, that's a huge trickle-down injury. So in the ultra-competitive NL East, we got to play the Braves and the Phillies. That's going to be a tough spot, losing your closer there. So under 92.5, if you look at the FanGraphs projection, they have the Mets 89-73. So 89 wins would be under 92.5. So that's also a big contrarian play. And then also the White Sox under. Another big dip here, tied with the Mets for the biggest dip to your win total under. They open at 85.5 wins. Now they're down to 82.5 wins. 70% of bets and dollars are on the under here. So looks like both Pro and Joe support toward the under. Chicago went 81-81 last year, 500 team. They lose Jose Abreu in free agency. You lose Tony La Russa, obviously didn't have great success, but also a veteran manager. Now you got a rookie manager, Pedro Grifol. This could be a tough year for Chicago. FanGraphs has them going 80-82. So that would cash still to the under 82.5. So White Sox under 82.5, Mets under 92.5, and Red Sox over 78.5. A couple win totals here, taking in a ton of respective money across the board. But that about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast. Glad we got to talk a little bit of MLB here, as opening day does begin tomorrow. 15 games, cannot wait. But reminder, if you're looking for more VSiN in your life, sign up for the free newsletter, VSiN.com/newsletter. Get that those great breakdowns and insights every single morning to your inbox. You can also become a member, VSiN.com/subscribe. Get every best bet, live stream of every VSiN show, all the articles behind the paywall, those great DraftKings percentages. And of course, make sure you follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_insights. But I wish you the best of luck. Have a fantastic Wednesday. I got to go to Follow the Money. Check in with Mitch and Paulie here. But I wish you the best of luck. Have a great day. Of course, do not forget to tip your ticket writer. As the wise man of VSiN likes to say, hopefully you can cash some tickets, because that's what it's all about. Good luck, everyone. Have a great day.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Viking. Committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.